Hello, and welcome to this first ICT Magic podcast. I've decided to put some of these programs together to share some of the things I'm putting on my site, and also to share some of the things I'm finding online. I've recently regained my love of podcasting, for two different reasons. First of all, I've started following iBeams' podcast at l4l.co.uk. I strongly suggest you listen to these, as it's a fantastic way to keep up to date with developments in education. My second source of inspiration has actually come from a pupil in my class. He's recently discovered Audioboo, and now almost everything he does has to be recorded. But beyond that, he's also fantastic at it. I'd like to start by telling you about three different sites that I've discovered recently, which have really made things interesting in my own class. The first is called Jam with Chrome, which can be found at jamwithchrome.com. This is an amazing Google experiment site, where up to four users can play virtual instruments at the same time, on different computers, and perhaps even continents away. While my class has only played with this within the classroom so far, I do have grand plans to use it with our partnership school in China, so we can jam in real time, across the world. It would also be a fantastic activity for quad-blocking schools to be able to collaborate in real time over the internet. You simply go to the site, choose your virtual instrument, and then invite others to play along with you. The second website I'd like to tell you about is also from Google, and it can be found at workshop.chromeexperiments.com/stars. What you will find there is a 3D representation of Earth's 100,000 galactic neighbours. You can zoom in to each of these and get fascinating data and information about them. The last site I'm going to tell you about is called visualead.com, which is spelled V-I-S-U-A-L-E-A-D.com. This is an interesting QR code site, which allows users to merge an image and a QR code together, making really interesting logos, posters, and displays. There are two last things I'd like to tell you about. First of all, that the ICT Magic Advent Calendar has returned, and you can find it by Googling ICT Magic and Christmas. Leading up to the big day, there will be 25 different resources to try out in your class. And lastly, the Edgeblog Awards are with us again. You can find details of how to vote on the ICT Magic wiki page. There are some amazing educators listed this year, and there is a strong showing from the UK. All the links from this podcast can be found at the ICT Magic wiki page at ictmagic.wikispaces.com.